And at 7:20, it is the time for a check of sports brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen, taking a look at high school baseball scores from around the area on Tuesday. It was Atlantic over Harlan 9-5 in nine innings. Clarinda doubled up on Red Oak 2-1. Denison Schleswig was a 6-4 winner over Lewis Central in 14 innings. Elsewhere in baseball, Exira EHK blanked Tri-Center Neola 11-0. In five innings, it was Earlham over Guthrie Center 11-1. Glenwood beating Shenandoah 11-1. Also, Glenn Ralston over Missouri Valley 12-2. Lennox downing Mount Air 6-2. Logan Magnolia was a 17-5 winner over East Mills in high school baseball. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 5-1. It was Southeast Valley over Colonesco 13-0. Council Bluffs St. Albert over Kemper Catholic by a score of 6-0. And in four innings, it was Traynor over Essex 15-0. In softball action, Harlan beat Atlantic in five innings, 11-0. It was Bishop Heelan Catholic over Council Bluffs TJ, 8-0. Clarinda beat Red Oak, 13-5. Also in softball, Coon Rapids Bear doubled up on Audubon, 8-4. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln was a 6-2 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In five innings, Denison Schleswig got past Lewis Central, 10-0. It was Earlham over Guthrie Center, 11-1. Elsewhere in softball action last night, it was East Sac County over Carroll 12-9, East Union beating Bedford 17-8. Exira EHK was a 16-2 winner over Tri-Center. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 12-3. IKM Manning was a 14-4 winner over Arweva. Kingsley Pearson beat West Monona 11-8. Kemper Catholic was an 18-0 winner over Council Bluffs St. Albert in three innings. Also in softball action, Lennox was a 10-6 victor over Mount Air. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 13-2. Traynor down Essex in four innings, 12-0. It was Sydney over East Mills 11-10. And Woodward Granger beating Panorama by a score of 9-1. In Major League Baseball action, Adam Wainwright became the NL's first nine-game winner, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat Tampa Bay 1-0 on Tuesday night, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. It was the Rays' third straight shutout loss. The Cardinals have three consecutive shutouts for the first time since April of 2013. St. Louis, with 13 shutouts this season, was coming off 5-0 victories over Toronto on Saturday and Sunday. Tampa Bay has been shut out in AL leading 10 times this season. The Rays, who've lost 14 of 15, have not scored a run in 28 innings. Wainwright scattered seven hits over seven innings. Trevor Rosenthal got the final four outs, including a bases-loaded pop fly by Matt Joyce in the eighth for his 17th save. Matt Holliday put the Cardinals up 1-0 with his fourth homer this season, a long drive to left center with two outs in the sixth off of tough luck loser Jake Odorizzi. Elsewhere in major baseball action, it was Coors Field used to be the site of many slugfests before the Colorado Rockies officials started to put baseballs in a humidor a few years ago. The humidor was of no use on Tuesday as the Rockies and Braves combined for 23 runs and 29 hits in Atlanta's 13-10 victory in Denver. Washington beat San Francisco 2-1 as Doug Fister allows eight hits in seven shutout innings. Josh Beckett struck out seven while holding the Reds to two hits in six shutout innings, and the Dodgers' 6-1 win at Cincinnati, their third straight win. The Mariners had won 8 of 9 before Vidal Nuno held them to a run and four hits while pitching into the sixth inning of the Yankees' 3-2 win at Seattle. Colin Cowgill ended a marathon and beat his former team by hitting a walk-off homer in the 14th inning of the Angels' 2-1 triumph over the Athletes in Anaheim. Brandon Workman was terrific in Boston's 1-0 victory in Baltimore, limiting the Orioles to one hit over 6 2/3 innings. Eric Hosmer, Alex Gordon, and Mike Moustakas homered in the Royals' 9-5 triumph over Cleveland. Elsewhere in Major League action, it was Christian Yelich with 4-for-6 with four RBIs in Miami's 8-5 win at Texas. Taylor Teagarden hit a grand slam in his New York Mets debut to lead a 6-2 win over Milwaukee, ending a six-game losing streak for the Mets. Marlon Byrd belted a tie-breaking three-run homer in the fourth inning and finished with four RBIs in Philadelphia's 5-2 triumph over San Diego. Anthony Rizzo was 3-for-4 with a two-run homer, three RBIs, and three runs scored in the Chicago Cubs' 7-3 victory at Pittsburgh. Also in the MLB, Brian Dozier smacked a two-run homer, and Kevin Correa scattered six hits in six innings of Minnesota's 4-0 shutout of the Blue Jays in Toronto. Bronson Arroyo improved to 6-4 by allowing a run and 6 hits in 7 innings of Arizona's 4-1 victory over Houston. The Tigers and White Sox were rained out in Chicago, and there was no makeup date announced. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.